Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and you are listening to Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Now, today we are going to talk about email list, and we are going to discuss attitudes when it comes to money. Now, as soon as whenever you start off, get an email list. You know, there's plenty of ways you can get people on your email list. We won't go into that today, but build an email list. As I told you before, try to get the name, the number, the address if you can, all the information you can, you know. Try to get all of it. Sometimes you can rent out an email list. Sometimes you can, you can do affiliate marketing, all that good stuff. You know all that good stuff. We talked about that before. We talked about that. I think we talked about that recently, you know. So, you know, you can always turn your email list into major dollars, you know, through affiliate marketing, through renting, through, you know, the products that you sell, the service that you provide. You can email people on a daily basis. I say email people at least weekly. Email them daily as often as you can. You know, when you email, it doesn't have to be, your emails don't have to be perfect. There's no exact science behind it. Long emails, short emails, you know, it's up to you. It depends on your audience. It depends on what you're selling. It depends on, you know, what your target is. You know, you have to figure that part out first. The more you know where you want to go, the more you will know your audience, because you will find your audience. You will attract your audience, and they will come to you. You know, if you want to sell concert tickets to teeny boppers, then, you know, long emails to parents are not gonna really matter. They can be short, you know. Hey, go come see JoJo or whoever, you know, whoever the teeny bop singer is, you know. Come see them at the concert, blah 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 blah. You know, something like that. You know, your audience. If you have an audience of like people in their 60s, I would email weekly, but I would do more regular mailings. So it all depends on who you. It all depends on who your market is. It all depends on who you're trying to target. But today, ladies and gentlemen, you know, enough about email. Enough about email marketing. Sometimes that stuff, you know, you have to do it. It's necessary. There's a lot of ways you can go about it. There's a lot of strategy behind it, you know. The more you know your market, the better off you will be. And that's one of the most important things. Who are you looking for? Who are you trying to talk to? Who do you want to talk to? You know, and you take it from there, you know. Just like, once again, if you have people that are older, you wouldn't go to TikTok to find these people. You know, older people, they like, I got a Facebook. That's it. You know, that's all I got. You know, my parents, you know, every now and then I say, hey, you know, I ask my mom, I say, hey, you ain't got no Instagram? She go, Insta what? And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. And she's like, I got Facebook though. And I'm like, of course you do. And so, you know, a lot of this stuff depends on, you know, who we are looking for. Who do you want in your camp? Who do you want in your tent? You know, it's a lot of the, when you figure that part out, everything else is sort of, you know, do itself. But today we are going to talk about the attitude when it comes to money. It comes to your attitude when it comes to money. We're going to talk, you know, kind of mythological. But, you know, if you had the wrong attitude when it comes to money, then you will not get to where you want to go, you know. If you think I have to hang on to this money, there's not enough money. They print money all the time. They print money. They drive up inflation. They print money. I'm here to tell you that at this point in my lifetime, there's never been a greater time for you to like say, hey, let me create more income for myself. Let me create things that I can do for myself. Because if you ever just go to the store, you walk around and you look and you go, good God almighty, what's going on? It's like, you know, $3, $4 for stuff. You know, I went to Popeyes. I went to Le Popeyes yesterday, okay? I went to Popeyes, and the prices, I remember when I first started going to Popeyes way back when, it was like $6. It was like $6 for some chicken, you know, for a two-piece and a drink. It was like $5, $6, you know. Now it's like $13. Chicken is still the same. Chicken ain't got no better. Chicken ain't got no bigger. You know, the sides ain't got no bigger. Sizes ain't got smaller. And the price is double. And it's like, that's bananas. So your attitude when it comes to money is definitely something that you want to, you know, you want to really make sure you have the right attitude when it comes to money. You don't want to always be like, you know, the amazing thing is I grew up in a place where nobody really had, you know, nobody really, you know, I never seen anybody that was like super duper rich, you know. People had, they had nice jobs and all that, don't get me wrong, but nobody was like, I'm gonna go zillionaire, you know. Jed Clampett didn't shoot, well, that's a little too old for y'all. And I don't know if you ever watched the Beverly Hillbillies, raise your hand. Most of you probably have not, so I'm not even gonna use that old reference. But basically what I'm trying to tell you is there was always a negative attitude when it came to money. There was always like a, you know, there's rich people, greedy, 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 you know, and they still try to float that by, you know. They got a lot of people, they're like, oh, these billionaires, they don't pay taxes, you know. And there's plenty of ways that you can not pay taxes. There's a lot of tax breaks that all of us can get, but a lot of us are so busy caught up in what's going on and you know, on Netflix and what's going on social media and social media beef that you don't pay attention to your own world. You know, you are your own corporation. No matter who you are your own business. You know, everybody has their own little business. Everybody has their own little brand, you know. And a lot of times, many people neglect, you know, many people do not pay attention. They do not think about, hey, what can I do to really start generating money? Because money is around for everybody. And it's up to you to say, hey, you know, I want to get XYZ. You know, I want to be comfortable, you know, when it comes to making money and this, that, and the other, you know. And you know, a lot of times, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I always heard the same thing, you know, man, don't be greedy. Greedy, 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 you know. Mom, I was always trying to hustle up on a dollar, you know, because I didn't have any. And she was always like, don't be greedy. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, we ain't got no money. Why would I not want to make some money? Why would I not want to generate some income? Because, you know, now that I'm older and I have, you know, as I told you before, me and my wife, whenever we talk about renovation, house renovations, you know, this, that, and the other, and the things that me and my wife want to do, it requires money. So I am not gonna be ashamed of saying, hey, I gotta make money, you know. And it's just a way of life, you know. There's it's just like, yes, I enjoy doing podcasts. Yes, I want to make money from podcasts, but I also enjoy podcasts. There's not like a, hey, let me do a podcast so I know I can make billions of dollars. You know, no. It's something that I was interested in. Something I said, you know what? I think I would like to do that. Let's start. And here we are. You know, 3 years later, it's going nice. It's going great. Have we made millions of dollars from podcasting? Of course not. But you know what? I haven't done bad. I've done all right. Made a few bucks here and there. You know, so can't have no complaints. But it's going to lead to other things. And so when it comes to money, when it comes to the attitude of money, you have to just say, hey, the money's out there. How can I make it? How can I create things that can make me money? How can I really go out and you know, drive the money train back to my house, you know? And that's that, you know. You want to have a better attitude. Don't listen to people that is going to tell you, you know. I mean, I know here in America we have right now, anybody that's a Democrat, they always telling you, you know, Republicans are greedy, this, that, the other. But, you know, listen, a politician is a politician. All them politicians are in on it together. That's just my opinion. You know, it's like wrestling. You know, they all sit in the back. Hey, you do this. Hey, you say this. Hey, I'm gonna say this. Hey, I'm gonna say that. You gonna say this. You gonna say that. You know, and let's go meet up at Nobu. You know, after they close, they'll let us hang out Nobu. We could drink sake together and you know, laugh about this whole thing. You know, have you ever watched the episode of The Boondocks? Have you ever seen The Boondocks? There's an episode in The Boondocks that I enjoy, and it's about our boy Riley Freeman. His teacher used the N-word against Riley, and then they went on the news, and they was being represented by a guy named Rollo, and Rollo was sort of like an Al Sharpton type, you know. Second time Al Sharpton got on the show this week, but this was not prepared. But the Rollo, he got into it with it was a lady that was acting like Ann Coulter, you know, and then towards the end, it was like, man, Ann, she good people, and they like, what? Like, yeah, we work together on this type of stuff. And that's how I always think about politics. Like, man, these people act, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's the same woman that's getting $800 haircuts during COVID, but she's telling other people to stay home, you know. Nancy Pelosi, AOC was telling people to stay home. She was down in Florida, you know, partying during COVID, you know, and the Republicans, they the same way, you know what I mean? So, you can't focus on them people. You can't focus on society when it comes to money. You have to focus on yourself. You have to focus on what you can control, what you can do. There's money out there, you know. It's just like, hey, how am I gonna get more attracted and bring money into my life, into my zone? You know what I mean? And so I would definitely not listen to people when it comes to money. You know, as they say, a lot of times, if you see a majority of people going north, you probably should head south. You know, I would not take advice from people that do not have anything going on. And you know, it's like I used to watch. Every now and then, I would watch. What's that show? It was a financial lady. I forgot her name now. Never mind. But I remember every now and then I would watch Mad Money, you know, and the guy Jim Cramer, he would be screaming, you know, bye, 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 you know. And then finally one day I saw this article and it was like, Jim Cramer always getting stuff wrong. And I was like, nah, not my man, not Mad Money. And then I watched the documentary about Wells Fargo. Because Wells Fargo, they are crooks, allegedly. we got to put a disclaimer out there. Wells Fargo, even though they were setting up dummy accounts and doing all this, these shenanigans, They allegedly are crooked, a little crooked, okay? Wink, wink, wink. Anyway, but I saw this documentary about Wells Fargo, and Jim Cramer was on there, and he was like, Wells Fargo is a great stock, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, maybe they write about mad money. Mad money, he just a shill. So if you see people on TV giving financial advice, be leery of them as well, folks, okay? But the main point of this whole episode is, you know, focus on you. Focus on what you want to do. Focus on how you want to start your business, create your business. Focus on, you know, the things that you need to do. And focus on, you know, like, hey, how am I going to get money into, how am I going to get money to me? You know, how am I going to get more money to me? You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not about being a billionaire. It's not about being a millionaire. It's about, you know, the most important thing is not the money you have. You know, hey, money's going to come, money's going to go. The most important thing that you can learn is, how can I generate money? You know, like, how can I generate it? You know, and that's one reason why you want to have an email list. You know, if you can have an email list of 25,000 people and they are very active, and you are writing them on a regular basis. If you have 20,000 people, 10,000 people, 5,000 people, then you have a chance to make money on a regular basis. And that's what you want in life. You want to be able to say, today, when I wake up, I can make X, Y, and Z. That's what you want. You don't want to be like me in 2005. When I had nothing going on, all I had was the truck, and I had to wait on people. I had to wait on to get a load, and then it depends on how far I was, if I was gonna make any kind of money or not. You know what I mean? It sucked, because then sometimes, you know, not to get off into this, but a lot of times in truck driving, you know, you would start to talk kind of paranoid. Now you can be like, man, I think they trying to sabotage me, man. They giving me these old short runs. I ain't liking this too much. But you know, that's another story for another time, you know. But ladies and gents, I know this episode we start off with one subject, but it's very important though. I will say this again. It's very important to learn about email marketing, to really, you know, get it, to really build an email list. And to create an app, you know, and to you know, take people from the social media, you know, take people off those other platforms, and put them on something that you can control. You know, have your videos on your website, have your videos, you know, in an app, have your videos somewhere that people could, that, because whenever, you know, if you ever send off a video on YouTube, they can always watch something else. So, you know, that's one good thing about it. There's another video thing that you can use. I think it's, I can't think of the name. VMO? No, not VMO. That's Venmo. I had to figure it out. But I just saw it yesterday, and they have videos where after the video is over with, it doesn't go anywhere else. You know, not like YouTube. If you post a video on your website on YouTube, it have 1,000 other videos that they can watch, and you want them to watch your videos. You just don't want them to watch any kind of video on YouTube. You know what I mean? So always be mindful of that. You know, always be taking them off these platforms and onto yours. Okay, but ladies and gents, I give you a lot of homework today. Watch the episode of the Boondocks when it comes to politicians, when it comes to all that type of stuff. You know, the race baiting and all that type of shenanigans. You know, there's a lot of that going on these days. There's money in race hustling. There's money in fake outrage. There's money in politics. You know. Playing Republican, but you're probably like a Democrat, and people some people are playing Democrat and they really like a Republican. So you always got to watch them, you know, always, always be watching. Watch everybody. Okay. And go check out the episode of the Boondocks. It's a good one. It's pretty funny, actually, you know. And that's it. And we'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.